Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers and Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, and Mysterio Legacy, which I'm playing right now. Pretty much play that every day now. I was playing Red Towers every day, but it kind of petered out, kind of died out. Now I don't even think it works anymore. Last time I tried logging on, I couldn't log on. Let's try and log on again. Map your empire. You can log on, but there's nothing there but a chat box, and I'm pretty much the only one there. Nobody else hardly ever goes there. And Red Towers was starting to get that way too. What's his face? John Preston or whatever his name is. He was really the only one keeping it alive. And then I came back and kind of livened things up a little bit more. And then they shut it down. Or it appears that they shut it down. I don't know. Yeah, it only loads halfway, and then it quits. So, I'm not sure what the story is with Red Towers, but it appears game over. It's done. I don't know. They're not talking. The guy that was communicating with us is no longer in chat. He apparently uninstalled his KIK user, at least the one that we know about. So you can't communicate with him through Kik. Now Red Towers is no longer working. I have not gone to their Facebook. But we can do that right now. Once I find it, I got so many screens here. Right, that was a video I was watching. It's actually pretty cool. Let's see here. Oh, that's the market. I don't want to search the markets. How do I get out of here? There we go. All right. Red Towers. Might help if I can spell. There we go. It appears they're out of Mississippi, but I thought they were out of the UK. No updates on their Facebook since December 20th. No, my bad. December 22nd. They were working on updates and a new beta testing site, but now nothing. I don't know what's going on. But Red Towers was the only thing out there besides Map Your Empire, which sucks. Red Towers wasn't great, but it was It was something. It was, it was a game you could play. It was, there wasn't a lot of features, and it kind of got boring after a while. But they were working on it. They were working on making it better. Now I don't know, but anyways, Parallel Origin. Let me voice text that. Parallel Origin. See what updates they have for us. They're supposedly launching here in a few weeks, March 27th. Good evening, hard working on mechanics right now, blah blah blah. Got 37 likes. So they're still working on it. Let's go to Google Play, see what Parallel Origin is doing. Let's go back to Facebook. See if I can copy that name. Select all. Copy. Just so I don't misspell it. My spelling's not the best. Oh, where is Google Play? There it is. Doesn't look like there's an app yet. There is Parallel Space, which is kind of cool. You can run two characters on the same phone with separate IP addresses, which is, if you want to run an alt, you can do that with Parallel Space. I think you can only use. Yeah, it allows you two accounts. That's it. So basically, you're ghosting your phone with a second IP address, which is cool, I don't know if you can be logged on with both of them at the same time or not, but. Nonetheless, it's pretty cool. Crap. Unfortunately, I gotta go to the bathroom. And David's not here for me to have monologues. I'm taking you to the bathroom with me. Unfortunately. As lovely as that sounds. It just came on. I couldn't help it. I didn't know I had to go a minute ago. But anyways, I could have just kept that to myself. You probably wouldn't even have known. But nonetheless, too late now. I have a major problem with TMI. I don't have that filter that some people have that goes between their brain and their mouth. I mean, I do, but it's not that great. Some people are worse than me, though, so I guess, I got a little bit of a filter. I like to make sure it's clean before I use it, though. I got a roommate. He's actually pretty clean compared to my last roommate. He was filthy. This guy's all right. He's not as clean as I am, but he's pretty clean. He's acceptable, let's put it that way. So, parallel origin. There's no game yet, but we're waiting for it. Red Towers, still loading. It's not loading. Let's go back to the app. Let's go. Parallel Kingdom. There's Turf Wars, which that sucks. Dominant, that sucks. They're both GPS-based games. Which that's cool, but I wonder what this one is. Motgos. Wow. That's even more primitive than Red Towers. And it doesn't really look that interesting. It's got a 2.5 rating. Let's see what Red Towers' rating is, if it's even in here still. So anyways, if you find anything that's Parallel Kingdom-like, call in and let us know, because we would like to know about it. This one seems interesting. It's not GPS-based or location-based, that's what they call it. It's not location-based. It's kind of a war game. I don't know if it's multiplayer or not. Oh, they charge. It's probably pretty good if they're charging. It's got a 4.7 rating. It's only $2, I think. Yeah, $2. Oh, wait. Let's go to the little video. YouTube. It actually looks pretty interesting. It is multiplayer. I think it said 8 players can play at once. And that's called Rusted Warfare. RTS Strategy. Yeah, Red Towers is no longer in Google Play. There's Snake Towers. I don't know what that's all about. Looks retarded. Glass Towers. Oh, it's like Tetris. I've tried some of these other ones. They're no good. So, yeah, anyways, if you find something that's like Parallel Kingdom, please call in. We want to know about it. It's a good thing I found Mystera Legacy, otherwise I wouldn't be playing anything. Actually, it's probably a bad thing that I have Mystera Legacy because it's counterproductive. I'm not really getting any work done. I mean, I'm getting work done, but it's the basics. I'm not getting enough work done. Shadow Fight. Let's see what that's about. It's kind of like Mortal Kombat. Oh, it looks like it's a cross between Mortal Kombat and the game Risk. That's worth checking out. It's free. I'm going to go ahead and install it, see what happens. Yeah, it's a very large app. Yeah, it's got pretty good graphics. Here's the Stick Fighter. See what happens. That one's pretty cool. So that one's Stick Fight Shadow Warrior. That would probably be better. Mostly because, I mean, you know, if you like high graphics and everything, you're a stickler for that. Then you might like the other one, but I don't like a lot of graphics because it bogs down my phone. Then again, you know, I've got a couple extra phones that could put it on it, and then it doesn't bog down my graphics. I mean, bog down the phone, you know. Because I got one phone that's got a 32 gig hard drive, but, oh man, my back. But, this one's only got a 16 gig hard drive. So I don't want to use up all my hard drive space. Okay. I guess David Ray forgot about the podcast again. I'm going to go ahead and install this Stick Fighter game. There's a whole bunch of different Stick Fighter Warrior games. Hey, this one might be more like... Interesting. So, Stick War Legacy. That looks like a multiplayer game where you gotta fight, you know, build your empire and fight other people. I'm gonna go ahead and download that one too and see what it's about. Grow Castle. That's weird. All right, you might like that one, but it's kind of creepy. Yeah, we're always looking for something that's like Parallel Kingdom. But it's difficult.
This one's kind of weird too. Interesting, but weird. Grow empire. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, you'll have to check out some games and get back to us Saturdays at 9 p.m. and let us know what you think. You know, if you find anything that's, you know, any good, it's anything like Red Towers or Parallel Kingdom or Mystera Legacy. So, speaking of Mystera Legacy, let's go there. Because it's the only thing that's actually viable right now. I'm inside my castle. I've fortified it pretty good. It needs more work, but pretty strong. I'm sure somebody can attack and raid me. But I've done a lot of work. Spent too much time on this game. I got a wall that's cracked. I gotta go fix it. My only problem with this game is that the decay rate is way too fast. Wait a minute. Let me go repair this corner. You gotta have flint in order to repair multiple layers. And, I don't remember where that one stress crack was, but I try to make sure I use my flint on corners where you have to have flint in order to repair the wall. Because you just can't get to that corner without it. Okay, I don't need it there yet. I will soon, though. My basement level is the only place that I really need the flint right now. Oh, man, it just comes in handy. Now, the things you want to focus on is repairing your towers. And doors. Oh, and your trade tables. Oh, I do have an alternate character so that I can test things that I can't test with my main character. So, let me go back downstairs so you don't gotta listen to those roosters. They're actually like unisex roosters. They're I don't know how to explain it. They're not male or female roosters. You just feed them worms and they lay eggs. And one out of every 50 to 100 eggs are going to be fertile. So sometimes you get lucky. you get multiple ones, sometimes it takes forever. It's a real pain. But I'm figuring out how to get my space to where chickens just appear. They spawn. I'm programming my spot to be a chicken spawning location. I was thinking about moving so that I can be in a location where they naturally spawn. You know, where they're already programmed to spawn. But apparently you can trick the system. It may not be actually called tricking the system, but apparently you can manipulate the system to where you can make chickens spawn in your area. And it appears I was successful in doing that because I have chickens popping up all the time now. So, logging in with my alternate character. Both my characters' names are Kano. One's spelled with a capital O. The other one's spelled with a zero. So they look like the same. Oh, he's all the way over there. Oh well. I'm gonna see where this door is at. Been working on this door. It's still got a long ways to go. These doors and stuff, they decay. The buildings decay. So if there's somebody's abandoned their place, you know, I'll look for towers that don't have arrows in them anymore. Oh, this is a radiant one. This one's better. Okay, that sheep has no longer got any wool, so I'm going to kill it. So what I do is I shear the sheep. I got sheep shears. And then after I'm done shearing them, I have no more use for them, so I kill them. And then they give me meat and or bones. Which meat is food. You can use the bones to create things like weapons, armor. I'm not sure what else. But basically in this game, it's all about collecting material. You go around, you collect all the materials for the stuff that you need or want, and you build whatever you need or want. Or other people can build it for you, besides the castle, which actually some people can do that too, but people have sold off their old castles and whatnot. In fact, I know a couple people who have. Wow. Iron shield, only one gold. Interesting. I have to come back and get that. This guy doesn't have any gold. Here's an abandoned castle. But it's got a lot of towers still, and I'm sure the towers have arrows in them. Somebody's already raided them and looted everything. I'm afraid to go in there, especially with this guy. He's weak. I'll have my other guy go in there. Alright. All he needs to eat, he's getting low on food.
you'll like my setup, maybe. I've got a chicken farm, basically. I'm farming feathers. And, what level is this guy? He's only 11. I don't think he can use this dagger yet. Let's try it out. Oh, you gotta be level 39 in order to use a bronze dagger. Drop that. I think he's using the best dagger he can use right now, which is a flint dagger. And I don't really use much else to fight. I just use a dagger or I'll fight barehanded. But this guy should have a bow and arrow. And, but he don't have any arrows. Does he have any feathers? No. No feathers, no wood. I can fix that. Let's go to craft. I'll give him 100 arrows. Or 50 arrows right now. He don't need 100. Yeah, he can't fight against wolves yet. He's too weak. But once he gets stronger, then that'll be a different story. Turn the volume up on this other phone. You can hear my roosters go off. So I set up these donation tables, mostly for friends who have old fertilized eggs. Eggs are only good for like 3 days, and so are chickens. Chickens and eggs expire after 3 days. Alright, so I'm going to try and drop this egg at this donation table. To drop the egg and hit action. Ooh, it worked. Cool. So now we'll watch it hatch. I should have videotaped it. I'll do it later. It takes a minute. It should hatch though. Because it's grass on the other side. There it is. Okay. Yay, it's a retarded kid. There we go. My donation table works. Attack me some turtles. Got a turtle trapped in their wall. So I'll turn the volume down now.
Well, this guy mines for rocks. I'm going to equip my dagger. Like I said, I don't use an axe. Typically, people use a pickaxe in this game for mining. And I use a regular axe for chopping down trees. I probably should be using those things. Might increase my stats, but I do everything unarmed, if you will. So, yeah. All right. So now what I can do is work on... getting that chicken over here into my chicken coop. And I'm also working on building a new building on to my chicken coop, making it bigger. Chicken coop, here we go. Oh, hang on. I gave my sheep shearer away. I gotta get another one. Oh no, there it is. I found a whole bunch of sheep shears. So, I'm stocked up for a while. Check on this from the guy. He's done chopping wood or mining. I locked him off. Okay. Let's work on getting that chicken to the chicken coop. There's a cow in my chicken coop. I'm gonna have to kill it. Turn the volume down. Oh, I'm turning down incoming calls. I'll just go to the menu and turn the volume down. All right. Yeah, they're more like chicken flies because they only live for 3 days. Getting these chickens in these chicken coops are kind of a pain in the butt. But I figured out a couple tricks. You know, it works most of the time. My farm is kind of like a maze. I've got it set up with like a whole bunch of, I don't know, it looks like you herd cattle from one place to another type of situation. You got narrow paths where you can just kind of herd them into where you want them to go. And that's the only way to make it really work. my third chicken coop's going to be bigger than my first two. Oh, I almost had him. All right, he wants to be a pain in the butt. So try it this way. Perfect. That way it worked. Now I'll sit here and wait. Okay, that door closed. Now we'll go and move him to the next corral. Go, chicken, go. Come on. Get in there. You can do it. Go on. It's not cooperating. He will eventually. There he is. Bam. Ah, oh, dang it. Okay. Ah, oh, dang it. Come on, chicken. Get up in there. There we go. One more. Perfect. It's good enough. All right. So I got him in the proper area. Now I just got to get him inside of his little coop, which is the hard part. If I had both my characters logged on, I could use my other guy. Oop, here he goes. He went in. I just got to get the door to close. Ready, set. Bam! Got the door to close. That was easy compared to other times. So I've got, let's see here, 3, 6, 12. I've got a baker's dozen. I've got 13 chickens in my chicken coop, and I'm working on building another 13 chicken coop. And then the one after that might be a little bit bigger. Well, it will be bigger. But I'm not sure how many chickens I can hold on it. I haven't even gotten to the design yet. But it'll be very similar to my original. Not my original. I've redesigned it like a dozen times. A half dozen times. I finally came up with one that I like. Not perfect, but it works. So now I'm chopping trees for materials to build my chicken coop. And I keep one chicken or two chickens isolated from all the other chickens. And they're my breeder chickens. If you have more than 6 chickens, oh, yeah, the seasonal server's supposed to reset this week or weekend. Yeah, the seasonal server resets every 3 months, supposedly. That's why I left seasonal server. I'm now on the West Coast server, but I had planned on going to the Midwest server because I'm in the Midwest. Alright, so let's get started on building our chicken coop. I need Alright, cool. This will be basically the same size as the other one. Dang darn dilly. The game has kind of been glitchy, so you tend to like make mistakes and stuff. But yeah, I forgot what they called it, but oh, lag. They've been calling it lag. They're talking about a reset. I think that's on a seasonal server. I don't think this server is going to do a reset. Oh yeah, here's that castle that got raided. Alright, looks like it got raided. I don't know if it did or it didn't. But there's still towers there. And I think they still got arrows. Yeah, you have to be careful when you do demolition on a building that's next to another building that has towers. Because even though they're not the same kingdom, the towers will still attack you. It's kind of weird. So, do not do demolition on anything that's near any towers. Unless those towers don't have arrows in them or are really strong and you're not worried about towers, because the towers will attack and they could very well kill you. Oh, there's an underground layer to this place. Oh, that was Stormy's place. Well, it don't appear like the towers have arrows in them. Ooh, shit. Yep, some of them still got arrows. So I said, I asked, I said, so Stormy quit and Drafter, who is kind of a friend from another game, Red Towers is actually where he was, Red Towers and Parallel Kingdom is where he was playing. And he mentioned this game in Red Towers chat, and so that's how I found out about it. So I said, did Stormy quit? And he said, that's the best way to put it. I said, oh, okay. I'm looking at her old place around the corner from mine, quite the decay. Okay, so, somebody said, Core said, Kano, that land spot has been sold off. He said, what Core? I've not actually seen Core on here before, but Core is responding. Core is like a major player in this game. But anyways, I just said, I don't want it. I have my hands full. I was just wondering what happened. But I think Core is Stormy. So, yeah. Anyways, the towers are still fully loaded, so I'm not going in there. I already went in there and got attacked, so I'm like, ah, forget that. So anyways, yeah, I'm not sure what else to talk about, really. Don't forget to check out our political podcast tomorrow. I created it. It's a spinoff from this podcast. Because we basically now somebody's complaining that all the market houses have been bought. Yeah, the market houses have been bought because they're safe. You know, if you make enemies in this game, they'll try to burn you out. I'm pretty good at staying neutral. And I try to be neutral. I don't want to be a good guy, I am a good guy. I don't want to be, you know, on anybody's bad side, if you will. But, if I'm going to pick a side, though, I'm going to pick the good guy side. This building next to me is decaying. There's some, not really some good stuff in there, but I don't know. It's whatever. Just rocks and trees and some materials dropped by animals that the wolf has killed. Oh, let me go get that iron shield for 1 gold. I was looking at. Let's see these shears. How much are they? 1 gold. I got a buttload of shears. Well, before I do that, before I buy the gold, I mean buy the, whatchamacallit. Whoa. Some decay here. Which is this shield? 5 gold for an iron shield? Oh, but it's a glowing iron shield, whatever that means. Here's some scale armor. You want 5 gold for it. Iron chainmail armor. And an iron axe. 5 and 3 gold. I think I already know how to upgrade my stuff. I just haven't quite figured out how to do it, if that makes any sense. Basically, wish this guy was buying dirt still. I gotta find somebody to sell my dirt to. Anyway, I was getting a good deal with that guy. He was buying, I don't know how much dirt it was, like 5 dirt for 1 gold. I was like, hell yeah, jackpot. I wonder what's in here. Whoa. Don't go too far, you'll get killed. Some of these places decaying. Do I have enough wood to fix it? I do. When I run across people's buildings that have got decay on them, I'll fix, you know, not like too much decay, but like one hole. I'll fix the hole in the wall. Because it's really no sweat off my back. It looks like this guy quit. Or got burned out. But their towers still got arrows in them. There's a hole in the wall right next to the tower, and I walked by it, and the tower shot me. I wonder who this guy is. Pizzo. Looks like Pizzo quit. Or is getting burned out. I thought about quitting too, really. Yeah, there's the milk. Apparently you can milk a cow, but I don't know how. I wonder how much they want for that milk. One silver? Yeah, let's see what happens. I got a lot of silver. Drop and action. Yay, I got some milk. Let's come back and get some more milk later and see what happens. might just take it to my farm and sell it. Wonder what milk is valued at. Let's look at the website. Milk, 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 milk. I've got a quick launch here of come on, here we go. M for milk. I need to update this because their update's not that great. They don't have anything for milk. So milk is going for 1 silver right now that I know of. A lock is going for 15 silver. I'm not sure how much it costs to make it. Malachite, I guess that's what it's called. It's going 60 for 1 gold, but you really can't make anything with it. It kind of sucks. There's 3 of those type of rocks. Yarn, 10 for 1 gold. I think yarn's a little more valuable than that, but I don't know. Because wool is 10 for 1 gold, and I think it takes more than one wool to make a yarn. It's whatever. I clicked the wrong one. Here it is. Alright, where was I? I need to go up here to, like, longitude and latitude 200 to 50. Oh, there. Somebody's incorporating it. Let me check my GPS. And there, 250, 200. Somebody's taking it over. If there's still anything worth salvaging. Probably not. They've already encompassed everything, probably. Not yet, but they're working on it. So I'm going to sneak in here, see what I can find. Hey. Like I said, this was public property, but there's a lot of good stuff in here, but somebody's taking it over anyways. I'm downstairs now. They haven't taken over the basement yet. So, if I get trapped in, I can still go out through the basement. And then, deep down under in the underworld. Come here, bat. I kill you. Yeah, do not go into the underworld until you're, I don't know, at least level 30, or you will die. Fair warning. All right, we're going back up. Ooh, turtle shell. All right, I'm getting out of here before they close me in. Because they only have a small gap. There's a sheep by the gap. So I'm going to go shear that sheep real quick. And then kill it. Oh, there's another sheep. Share the sheep. And then kill it. All right. Kill a raccoon. All right, I'm outside their perimeter. Well, I guess there's nothing there. So I'll just mine some rocks and chop some trees on the way back home. Grab some milk on the way, grab a shield and maybe a sword. I thought I already had an iron sword, but I guess I didn't. Oh, I need to eat some food before I die. That's the thing, you gotta keep feeding your character or you will die. All right, I got a shield, but I don't got any armor. That's all right. I was using a lightweight armor, but I hadn't been using any armor or shield for a while. I lost them whenever somebody killed me. Someone or something. I just got some more silver. Hey, I just got another silver. Wow. I'm gonna buy some more milk. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, there's another rock. Yeah, the purple bag of seeds is valuable. Now let's try this milk, see what happens. Wow, that did not give me very much life at all. That's practically worthless. I'm not sure what you use the milk for. Definitely don't drink it. I got a headache.
So I'm chopping trees and mining for rocks and silver. Doing my deal. I need trees, though. I need to make more arrows for my archers to protect my castle. And I need to expand my chicken coop so I'll have more feathers. That's my main agenda. And basically, feathers is how I make money. I sell feathers. I use feathers from my archers. I need to sell some feathers for some black rocks. You need black rocks in order to build your towers for your archers. I normally mine for those, but I'm so busy working on my fortress that I haven't been doing a lot of mining. I don't go very far. And the black rocks are up north. So you got to go up north to get those. And I'm almost down south in the desert. I'm still in the green area, but I'm pretty close to the desert. So I found a shortcut to get up to the white area, where the snowy area where the black rocks are. And occasionally black rocks will appear in the Greenlands, but not very often, really. Just random. Mostly you just get the little tiny rocks, which are fine. They're better than the white rocks. The white rocks give you those other weird rocks or stones that I don't really know what they're good for, because I've only seen the use for the red ones. The rest of them seem useless. They all really seem useless. But supposedly you can make things with them. Just not sure what. This purple potion requires dragon scales and blue dye, gold. Okay. What's this require? I know something required one of those stones, but I can't. Can't figure out what it was. I think it was this one. Peddler's Gem. Nope. Oh well, the heck with it.
Something requires it, but I don't know what it is. Yep, I'm overloaded now. I hate being overloaded because you constantly drop stuff. I found some more stuff, but I didn't find my sheep shears like I'm looking for. Damn it, they keep dropping stuff. Can't even hardly go 2 steps without dropping things. It's a pain in the butt. That's why I got 2 characters. I can send my other character up here to get my stuff. Sheep shears, where's my sheep shears? Shear, shear, shear the sheep. Okay, kill the sheep. Or I can just slowly walk home. And keep collecting wood and stuff.
On my way.
But being overweight will make you need more food quickly. I'm not locked in yet. I can still get out. All right, yeah, on my way home. I need to get me a dog. They say I need a dog for my chickens, but I can't seem to figure out how the dog thing works. Interesting. This guy, I put down floor tiles before I build a wall. This guy's digging up the grass before he puts down a wall. He puts the wall down over dirt. I have to do a test strip, see which one decays the fastest. All right, let's see how much these iron swords are. Hey, 1 gold. Let's buy an iron sword. Drop, and wait a minute, pick up. Plus 1 iron sword, plus 23 attack. Radiant 1. Okay, so I just asked, what does Radiant 1 mean when referring to a weapon, armor, or other gear? We'll see if anybody's reading and going to respond. Missed bonus. Okay, cool, thanks. So, do I want missed bonus? I don't know, because I don't hardly ever use that. But I got a really good build up if I ever need it. So Radiant 1 has level 22 attack. Where this one here has level 23 attack, because it's got a plus 1 built into it. think I'll go with the regular one. Like I said, I don't hardly ever use my mist. I probably should, but I don't. Oh, you can make iron with those. Okay, so I guess you put those colored rocks in a kiln or whatever they are, and you make materials with them. So the red one's probably copper. Who knows what the green and blue one is? But you can buy it pretty cheap. Let's see here. Level 54. I'm level 60 something. I'm level 60. So I can definitely use it. Meh. I'll just get the 23 attack one. For now. I just dropped something. Probably a shovel. I've been dropping shovels. I forgot I'm overloaded. It's a cow. Let me test my new sword. I don't know, I didn't really notice much difference. I have to go up north and test it on polar bears. Chop, chop, chop the tree. When you're in the city, whatever you do, do not use a sword. Or a hammer, you may accidentally hit somebody's wall, and your towers will attack you. Same goes for an axe, for that matter. Stick with your dagger or no weapon at all. That's why I fight unarmed. Because I don't want to get attacked by somebody's towers, or get attacked by someone because their tower's tattletoled on me for accidentally hitting their wall. They don't know it was an accident. They may be mad at me and come after me. And I don't need any bad blood. Oh, this is Anastasia's place. Her prices tend to be a little higher, but she's got an ancient shield here. People keep saying they want ancient weapons.
what's the benefit to having an ancient weapon? Or gear. Guy's posing as a wolf. I almost attacked him. All right, well, I got plenty of gold, so I'll hold off on that though. So I'm just looking at stuff for sale. I think I got everything I need. Still gotta look at that one shield. It looked like it was just a regular shield. Whoa.
Yeah, so I think iron weapons is the highest level you can be. So I'll make sure I have good ones. So I'm reading chat while playing the game. Anastasia's got some interesting, cool and interesting stuff. Maybe her stuff's not really high priced, it just seems that way. But maybe she's got some good stuff. I don't know. I'm still learning what all this stuff is. A red cloak, what's that do? So exploring and foraging. I do a lot of mining, so that's what my main focus is. Like this one here, archer, defense, chopping, exploring. I'm gonna try this out. I'm gonna look at probably two more things before I take off. Whoa, 20 gold. That must be a really good dagger. This sweet catcher plus one defense. I mean, level 6 can be purchased. I'm not looking at the right thing. Oh, here it is. Iron dagger. Plus 17. Ancient attack 4. Glowing. Humming. Level 90. Wow. Can be purchased for 20 gold. I don't have 20 gold on me. So they can get better. It's an iron dagger, though. So that's the trick. You just upgrade your daggers. Leather. Defense. I should have got that sword instead. It's 2 gold. I'm gonna get it. I paid 1 gold for the other one. I'll use it as a backup. Yeah.
Gotta remember, I'm overloaded, so I'm gonna be dropping stuff. Probably all the good stuff I just picked up. And my gold. And there's a snake. Iron dagger, plus 15 attack. See what this guy is offering. Prices are too high. I can't say much. Mine are probably a little, you know, I tend to price my stuff a little high, too. And then if it don't sell, I bring their price down. Oh well. Alright, heading back to my castle. Overloaded with stuff. And now my inventory is full. I bought too much. What can I do about that? Not much. Sorry, I don't need those berries anyways. There's a wolf. And I'm tired. I'm gonna mine. Once I get back to my castle, I'm gonna go to bed. Kill this wolf. Wow, I killed him pretty quick with this iron dagger. Let's see. Oops, pick that back up. Build. Black Rock Dagger. Level 12. So my other Kano character can use it soon. Get my compass.
still got 50 paces to the left. 25 paces to the south. To go. I'm almost home. Like I said, when I get home, I'm gonna go to bed. Do it all over again tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's Easter, by the way. Happy Easter. It was originally a pagan holiday, but the Christians took it and tried to make it their own. They say it's Jesus' resurrection. But if he died in September, no, he was born in September. I don't know when he supposedly died. But I think they say he was about 33 years of age when he got killed. Sacrificed himself, whatever you want to call it. All right, made it back to my castle. Drop some shovels. I picked up a lot of shovels. And a lot of pickaxes. You might call me a hoarder. Drop my hide. All right, I'm still overloaded. I dropped a lot of stuff. Okay, I don't need that sword. I don't need that dagger. I'm getting really sleepy too. All right, I'm gonna use that sword. I'm gonna use the settlement to back up. There it is. All right. Don't see anything here I don't need. All right, I'm not overweight anymore. Let's cook up some grub. Get back to building. I need to make some little blue rocks or whatever. Here. That one. Wooden one. All right, that tile goes here. I thought I saw another one that needed to be addressed. Yep. Done. All my floor tiles are done in the basement, and I'm ready for bed. Oh, I gotta finish that chicken coop thing so it doesn't rot. I got tons of wood.
I'm going to release this one. Sorry, I'm so quiet. I'm just playing this game. You really need to check out Mystera Legacy. I'm addicted. There we go. I got three parts of my new chicken coop built. It's going to be done probably tomorrow or the next day, depending on how diligent I am. Once I get it filled up, I'll start working on my third chicken coop. Since I got a teammate now to help me, I'll teach him everything I know. And then some. Alright, I'm logging off. I'm tired. I'm gonna go to sleep. What time is it? 11 o'clock. Alright, so long, farewell, Wiedersehen, goodbye. Check out our disclaimer. Check out our international numbers. You can call for like 63 different countries now, maybe more since I've updated it. They might have updates. So, I got a link on the website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Tomorrow we're doing our Scrap podcast, where we talk about the size, the cost, the extent of reach, and power of government. A terroristic, tyrannical, de facto government at that. So that's on Sundays after church, typically 7 o'clock. In the p.m., Central Daylight Time, Central Time Period. And I guess that's it. Scrapgovscrap.us and .com. And also DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Yeah, we had to wait for other people and make sure everything was in order. So, yeah. Guess that's it. And then whatever. Okay, bye. I'm about to fall asleep on the phone.